This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Welcome back to the Glow Show. I'm Will Anting. I'm your Glow Show presenter, and I'm once again joined by Leading Senior Constable Gabrielle Tyke.
Yes.
One of my favourite episodes that I did was Highway Patrol, so guess what we're doing again today?
We've got Beck.
We got Beck back, and Highway Patrol 2.
Welcome. Hi, guys. Thanks for inviting me back. I feel very special and privileged.
Well, we got such good ratings. Remember to rate this show.
Oh, you're using
that,
me.
That we thought we'd use you and bring you back every month.
Oh, that's so nice of you,
dragged you kicking and screaming through the door.
It's because I can yabber on and rabbit on for so long about stuff.
And gab on as well.
And gab on, there you go.
That's not how you explained it last time.
No. But thank you very much for having me back. It's a pleasure.
Now, it was mentioned in the last podcast that we rambled on about cars a little bit too much.
Did we mention that?
Yeah, it did mention that.
Well, I don't think we did it enough, to be honest.
And I was told strictly by the podcast police not to talk about cars at all.
No, we shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
No, especially not on a Highway Patrol episode.
No, not at all.
Totally inappropriate.
So, anyway.
Want to talk about cars?
The BMW 530D.
Yes,
have you had a go of it
go.
Yet?
No, not yet, but I'm very excited.
And you were all impressed by my new Suzuki Swift.
Right, well, impressed is an interesting choice of word, Gabs, but I'm very happy that you're in a nice, safe car.
It is a safe car, and speaking of safe cars, Dinesh is
Hi.
In the corner.
Yes,
I don't know how that works.
Safe car, okay. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Dinesh.
Thank you.
Dinesh is also one of our regulars.
Yes. And is your car a turbo, Gabby?
It is.
Excellent.
So it's not fast. It's just safe and good.
Because it only does 60.
Don't diss my car.
No, we're not. We'll talk about your car.
Okay, we're getting back onto the right track.
We will attempt to, yes.
Okay. Because it's all about safety, Highway Patrol.
It is all about safety. Sounds a bit boring, but can be a bit fun.
We did highlight some of the holiday issues in our original episode.
We did.
How did this season go?
Holiday season was pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. It's quite quiet in the city for me because everybody leaves, which is great. We end up with some tourists in the city, so that can cause a bit of an issue.
In what way, Beck?
Well, just because we have these magnificent things called hook turns.
Yes.
And also we drive on the left. Some people forget.
True.
And also we drive on the left, and so some pedestrians from other countries forget, and they look the wrong way.
Well, I've been there in other countries, that's true.
I think that's happened to most people that have travelled.
I have done that in Europe.
Yes. Tired. A little bit of muscle memory going on there.
Yeah, you're tired, you've been travelling for 30 hours.
Correct.
You want to go and explore the sights and the sounds of
that's
the city.
Right. Yes.
And you instinctively look
that's right.
the wrong way. Yeah.
But overall, I think we did pretty well out on the roads. And so obviously school holidays are still going, so we're going to continue to keep an eye on people, make sure that these long distance, a lot of people take a little bit of extra time off work before school goes back. So we're sort of still at the second half of that sort of holiday season. So obviously the message is still out there.
But unfortunately, Beck, this podcast won't be released until probably mid-February.
Well then, aren't we talking about the past?
Yes. So, but still, all the safety messages are still the same.
They're still the same. They're still the same. But yes, we did very well over the holiday season, so I'm pretty happy.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What were some of the issues that you feel that have come up over the last few months?
Because there were still some fatalities.
There were still some fatalities, yeah. So, and especially out in the country roads. Mm. So again, I obviously didn't attend those collisions outside my area, but the same sort of thing is always coming up, and that is to do with fatigue. And also with these long distance drives, and that's not to say that I directly correlate these collisions to the unroadworthy or unsafe vehicles, but it's always something to keep in mind when you're going on these long trips. You're putting your car under a little bit of extra stress to make sure that everything's tip-top, everything's in order, and you're checking your tyres and et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, I think.
Yeah, so when we get into our police vehicles, we are supposed to do checks on them.
A 4,087-point check.
Yeah, and it wouldn't...
Say again?
Yeah, it's not that many. No, but I mean slightly over-exaggerating there, Will.
If we're doing that, and hopefully we still do, it doesn't hurt for everyone to do a little check on their car before they drive it
every day. Every day, yeah, you should really be having at least a quick look at your tyres. Mm. That's what's going to keep you on the road. But at a minimum, when you fuel up, just take maybe an extra 5 or 10 minutes just to check a couple of things. And, you know, with new cars like yours, Gavs, a lot of the components are all sealed, and so there's not too much for you to do anymore. If you look under your bonnet, anything that's yellow...
My tiny, tiny bonnet.
Your tiny bonnet. That
yes. And there's a turbo under there somewhere.
There's a turbo in there somewhere. Anything that's yellow is something that you can check.
Okay.
And that's to help people that aren't overly mechanically minded know that there's things for them to check. So there's oil and water and coolant, and then obviously then checking your tyre pressure. Okay. And if you're not sure what your tyre pressure is, there's normally a little placard on the inside of the driver's door or passenger door. And worst case scenario, you can have a look on the side of your tyre to make sure that you know what the maximum pressure is.
And it's easy to do at a petrol station, isn't it?
Oh, it's so easy to do. And the Google machine. The Google machine helps us if you're not sure what your tyre pressure should be. So just jump on Google and have a quick look, because underinflated or overinflated tyre is going to affect the handling of your vehicle and also your braking capabilities.
So how often...
And use up more petrol too.
And use up more petrol, exactly.
But I think a lot of people do neglect their tyres, you know, because they just think they're black and round and that's it. Don't have to
and
check
until
them.
They go flat, they're good.
Yep, or until they have an accident, really.
Yep. So how often should you check the tyre pressure?
Depending on how often you drive, but as a general rule of thumb, just check when you fuel up. Just check your fluid levels, and your fluid levels, you know, depend on the age of the car. And I mean, my car, I have to check the fluid levels every time I drive the car. But for newer cars, you know, where everything's pretty much sealed up, and if you get it regularly serviced, then you shouldn't really have any issues. But a reduction in any type of fluid, coolant or oil, is going to give you an indication if there's something going wrong with your car as well. So if your coolant level is going down regularly, that's a sealed unit and it shouldn't be going anywhere, then there's an issue. So you need to get that looked at. And it's the same with your oil. If your car is using a lot of oil, oil is going somewhere.
Yes.
So you need to get that looked at. And the resulting damage that you can do can cost you a lot of money, and not only put you at risk if you end up breaking down on the side of the road or on a freeway, and put your plans off, you know, if you're on your way somewhere. I was going for a bit of a road trip to Albury just at the end of the year, and unfortunately I stopped to get a coffee and give myself a bit of a stretch, and I had coolant coming out the bottom of my car, so I got stuck in the rower.
It was fortunate that you did that, actually.
It was very fortunate. So popped into the local mechanic to find out what was going on, had a hole in the radiator, unfortunately, had a little bit of a cry, stayed in your rower overnight, and then limped back the next day.
Aww.
So, but it's important just to keep on top of these sort of things, because, you know, if I had let that go and I lost all my coolant, then I could have done some serious damage to the engine and would have cost me a lot more money. So it's just about being safe and being a bit clever and
keeping an eye on things that are happening in the car that are unusual.
Exactly.
One of the things that I like to say is when you have a driver's license, when you own a vehicle, you should be responsible to know the basics of your motor vehicle.
Oh, yeah, straight ahead.
To me, I think it's insane that you don't have a basic understanding on your fluid servicing, your tyre wear. I think it takes a tiny little bit of effort, a few basic questions you can ask people, but there are little indicators that are made in every tyre nowadays.
Exactly.
You can walk up to a tyre, you can look if the rubber is worn and it is meeting that indicator in the groove. Guess what? You need new tyres.
Exactly.
And if you think you don't, you should try and drive in torrential rain or some other adverse condition, and you will then discover very quickly.
Absolutely.
So, and it's important to remember with tyres as well, they all have dates on them for when they've been manufactured. So tyres, like any other rubber, get old and they get hard, and eventually, you know, they lose that grip, especially in the wet, and that's when you don't want to find out.
Yeah, and it's quite fortunate we're talking about this today, because my background, I'm an aircraft engineer, and so as you can imagine, my car is spicko, tip-top. But we have an old-fashioned saying, and it works not only with aeroplanes, but it works with motor cars, it works with farming equipment, it works with anything. And if you look after it, it will look after you.
100%, really.
And
that is
a message.
A great little car mantra there. I like that very much. Makes me happy.
It's something to remember. Now, last time you were here, I was quite amazed about distractions on the road.
Oh, yes.
Where are we going with that now? What's been happening? What's some of the ripper stories?
No one's been caught using their mobile phone while driving?
Oh, never. I think, I don't think I've seen one in the last... How long have I been in this studio?
5 minutes.
Right, there we go. So 20 minutes, haven't seen one. I think the trend at the moment seems to be watching movies or video clips or YouTube while you drive.
I find that astounding, to be brutally honest.
As well.
I find it incredible. People think that that's okay.
Multitasking to the ultimate end. And, you know, YouTube's great.
But not while you're driving.
It just blows my mind, to be quite
But
frank,
I always love people who just keep looking at their laps and thinking, I won't get caught if it's on my lap.
Well, they're just having a nap, I thought. Yeah. It's either having a nap or you're on the phone. I always give them a choice. Were you sleeping or on your phone? Between you, me and the lamppost and everybody listening, I was in an Uber the other day, and when I got in, he had music videos playing on his centre console, and around the centre console was a protective screen so that you couldn't see that the video was on from outside the car.
Wow.
Guess what I did?
Please tell me you were in uniform.
I was not in uniform. I'd been at the theatre. But I got out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It made me a little bit angry, a little bit red in the face.
Did you say
we had
anything?
A little conversation.
Okay. Mm.
Yep. But yes, that made me a little bit mad. So people are trying to come up with, not only do they not realise how terribly dangerous it is, but they're coming up with strategies to try and trick the police.
I'm finding so this perplexing.
Can continue we're to
easily
watch this
tricked.
Video. Aren't we just?
See, I'm perplexed, but at the same time, not at all, because we know that people do these things.
So and creative.
Yeah.
Very creative.
I mean, we talk about distracted driving. And when we started these conversations, this was before they were doing all these things.
Mm.
This was just you might have had a phone in the car, or you were changing the channel on the old radio. Now people are watching movies and trying to hide that from us.
Yes, that's right.
I remember
so much going on. He had his GPS for the Uber mapping. He had his mobile phone in another holder, so he had two holders going on. Plus he had the screen going, and he had an earpiece in for, I wanted to say, having a conversation with somebody. How safe am I right now?
We need to find him and issue some infringement
okay,
notices.
All right, that sounds like something I'd like to do for a living.
Can I do it?
So for people who still don't know, you can't touch any part of the body of your phone while you're driving.
The easiest way to explain it is if you want to use your phone, you can use it to answer or make a telephone call. If it is in a holder attached to the vehicle, that is attached to your windscreen, obviously, because then you're not losing peripheral vision. But that is it. There's no texting. There's no Facebooking. There's no YouTubing. There's no nothing. It
there's
is for
no
the purpose
watching
of
porn.
Making... It has happened several times. Did we talk about this last time? Maybe we spoke about it off the air.
I think we got off the air.
I think I mentioned it last year when we were talking about some statistics on an operation that was done in Yarra.
Yes, right.
Maybe middle of last year, but yes, I was
it
shocked.
It has happened. I think I've seen maybe half a dozen people watching porn.
What are you doing?
They're being efficient. I'm assuming.
It's terrible.
They're just taking multitasking to a new level.
But I think you just pull over for a little bit. Okay, let's move on.
You gave me the best bit of advice.
I'm giving you a look and we'll move on.
You gave me the best bit of advice last time. And actually, this is an attitude I've embraced. And I think the message should get out there is that when you are driving your vehicle, we all do have smartphones.
Yes.
It is connected to the social world. Drive your car and use the opportunity to have a break from the social media world.
Can you please?
Yeah. And so now mine goes neatly into its rechargeable socket and it falls into the console and it gets shut and locked away.
Just chill out. Put some tunes on, a little bit of Lana Del Rey.
The roads are
just
dangerous
relax.
Enough.
It
You don't need to. There's nothing urgent enough that you have to risk your life or someone else's life. You can go for a few minutes or an hour or whatever, however long you're in the vehicle without using your phone or answering phone calls. You can answer a phone call, but you don't need to text.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Now, Dinesh, you're joining us in the studio today. You've raised some issues with international drivers and people visiting.
Yep.
So we briefly talked about looking right instead of left. We've obviously had those problems, and we will always have those problems whilst the world is split driving on the wrong side of the road.
Absolutely.
And obviously we drive on the correct side of the road in Australia.
Yes.
Try and tell that to an American and see how far you get. What's some of the issues that you've been noticing in the last few months?
Working in the city, we come across a lot of international students that come into Melbourne and study. So a lot of the questions that they raise with us is, am I allowed to drive on my foreign licence? And we normally say, you know, the short answer is yes. If you have a full and current foreign license, and sometimes they have an international license, and you're not a permanent resident in Australia, you can drive on your license. But if it's in a different language, you've got to get it translated so that the police do pull you over, that they've got all your details, your name, your address, date of birth, and things like that. And we always encourage them also to carry a photocopy of their passport and visa so we can check that they're not a permanent resident in Australia. The other thing is pedestrian safety. I find a lot of students in the city are just on their phones constantly as well. well. Looking down, crossing against the green man, or when the red man's on, they don't abide by that. They get run over. And especially in the city, with, you know, this is a unique city. We've got trams, cars, taxis,
and
you know, buses.
And we have our famous hook turn.
And the hook turn.
Which I've only been driving for a lot of years.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, that is a challenge to master that. But
I've seen lots of people avoid hook turns and just carry on going straight, but I see a lot of first-time users trying to attempt it unsuccessfully.
Yes. It's so easy, though.
Yeah, oh, well, you know, for people who
it's just, I think, because it's so unique.
It is unique.
Yeah. There's nowhere else in the world. But just going back to your international drivers, I think one of the big things a lot of people don't realise is now they can accumulate demerit points, whereas previously we had no way of recording that. So now Vic Roads record demerit points for demerit point offences, and then if they accumulate too many, like anybody else, then they lose their licence. So that was a really big change that happened.
So to be clear, if I come from Holland, for example, on a Dutch driver's licence, which will have English translation, by the way, I can lose demerit points.
Yeah, just like, or accumulate demerit points, just like anybody else.
So I can lose the right to drive.
That's
in
right.
Australia, but
yeah.
You have no reciprocating rights. You can't translate those points
to
Europe.
No. So the way that it works is an international license is an exemption to holding a Victorian license. So everybody that drives in Victoria must have a Victorian license, except there's certain exemptions, like interstate drivers are allowed to drive here, and international people under certain circumstances, non-permanent residents, can drive here as well. So what we do is, if it was your license, for example, a Victorian license, you accumulated too many demerit points, we suspend your license. So your license goes on the shelf for a period of time. It still exists, but it sits on the shelf for a little while until you learn your lesson. And I know it's not going to happen to you, Will.
I trust you.
And then after that period, you get your license back.
Yeah.
Now, with international licenses, we don't have the right to suspend an international license. So what we do is we disqualify them from their exemption to drive here. So we disqualify them for a period of time, which means no driving at all. And then after that disqualification period, they can drive again on their international license. So there's no demerit point bonds for international drivers. They get disqualified straight away.
Just quickly, what would happen in a more serious crime for, like, say, drink driving? You pull someone from another country, from America or Europe, who's intoxicated, they're 0.1, whatever. What sort
of... Same thing. Disqualification.
Obviously, they'll lose their license, but now... Does it go to another level that they're actually formally charged with an offence and they have to stay in the country?
No, depending on the level and all that sort of thing, but they're all treated the same as far as the course of action. So if it's a low reading and they're eligible for an infringement notice, then they get an infringement notice. They still just gets disqualified from driving, so no driving.
Because I could imagine a lot of international tourists would just do a runner on top of their charge.
Well, you know, I think sometimes that may be the case. And depending on, of course, the severity of the charges, will depend on what our course of action is in relation to whether they stay in our custody or not. To guarantee their appearance at court. It's on a case-by-case basis. And then sometimes, unfortunately, with serious cases, certain offenders have slipped through the cracks and headed back overseas. So we sometimes go chase after them.
I could imagine that being the case.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up.
But we just got started.
I know. We could go for an hour. We've got to do
it.
But I reckon.
Should we talk after outside?
Well, we will.
Great idea.
But I reckon.
Dinesh, should we leave? Is this the Beck and Will show?
Yeah, very turbo.
But I reckon if we twisted Gabby's arm, we could do a Highway Patrol 3. And I think we could do even a 4 or a 5, because there's continuing issues I think need to be discussed.
We keep coming up with these things, don't we, Will?
We do. Mm. And one of the things I'd like to talk about maybe next time is bullying on the road.
Oh, okay.
I think that's becoming a big problem.
Let me get my book of psychology out, because this will be interesting.
You know, and given with a lot of the road works that we're doing around Melbourne at the moment, the sign says to do 40.
Oh, that's the maximum. We know that, don't we, Will?
And I will dial up my auto throttle and I will do 40. You'll be amazed the amount of people that sit on my rear end.
No doubt.
And a lot of people liked it. No, I won't go there.
I very much look forward to that conversation. Very interesting, the psychology of driving.
But I think it's becoming a problem, and I'd like to have it raised and discussed. And,
okay,
and
sounds great.
We'll put it on the agenda.
We shall put it on the wish list. Mm-hmm. But once again, Beck, it's been brilliant.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
We're going to have to apply for a 40-minute slot next time.
Oh, goodness, for marriage equality, let's go get married.
Dinesh, thanks again.
You're very welcome. Thanks for hanging us.
My pleasure. And my dear Gabby.
And stay safe out on the roads.
You've been listening to The Glow Show. Goodbye.
Toodaloo.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.